Geek Radio Daily, still kicking it old school here
old
on
school.
Weekend Eve.
Wow.
Yeah, it's Weekend Eve. Welcome to it. If you're near us, then it's still rainy where you are.
Yeah, it's probably raining right now.
Because it's still rainy where we are. It's goofy stuff. Welcome to the Weekend Eve edition. That means we're going to be taking a peek at some patio books, a look at your geekified news, all that fun stuff. But who might these strange people be? Well, that there's the Bruce.
He has a green hat, and he wants the world to stop talking about ninjas.
That's all.
Yeah, forget the ninjas. Let's talk pirates.
And when it comes down to, hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Always in decline, never hitting bottom.
Damn right. Scraping on through life. Thank you. You know, this date in October 28th in 1492, Columbus discovered Cuba, believing at first it was China or Japan.
Common mistake.
1886, the Statue of Liberty was unveiled and dedicated by President Grover Cleveland, second best Grover of all time.
Hey, there it is!
1904, Grover doesn't sound like that.
Well, definitely
1904,
not
St. Louis police tried a new investigation method. They called it fingerprints. No way that catches on.
No.
1929, the first child born in an aircraft, a daughter to Mr. and Mrs. T.W. Evans over Miami, Florida. Ooh, the fee that charges today.
Yeah, that's an extra bag.
1954, New Jersey installed the first automatic toll collectors on its turnpike, which, why is that fat... ugly. 1965, the St. Louis Gateway Arch was completed. At 630 feet, became the world's tallest monument, saying, take that Statue of Liberty, this
hey
is
there.
Our day.
Hey, there it is.
1986, evangelist Pat Robertson issued a statement that we should stop celebrating Halloween and asked us if we wanted our children to start acting out satanic rituals by dressing up like witches, monsters, ghosts, and devils. Yeah. I would think so.
No reason not to. I mean, either that or they'll learn in college.
Exactly. Keep it, you know, family.
Yeah, exactly.
Teach it right. And 1992, Lee Jang Rim predicted that this day would be the end of the world, and that's why we're no longer here.
Yeah, wait.
So happy birthday going out to Kanzi, 30-year-old most literate non-human, Kanzi the chimpanzee.
Ah!
Justin Guarani is 32 years old, the first runner-up from American Idol and star of From Justin to Kelly.
that classic
love story.
How is that going to not get on television?
I have no idea.
Joaquin Phoenix is 35 years old. You may remember him from Gladiator.
And Walk the Line, baby.
Yep.
Johnny Cash. And he was a crazy man for a year.
Yeah, he's still crazy.
Brad Paisley is 38, one of the few country music singers that I really enjoy and play music of.
Yeah, Julie Roberts is 43 years old today. Pretty Woman, Eric Brockovich, and something else.
Horrible in Ocean's 12. Andy Richter is 44, actor, writer. Okay, he's Conan O'Brien's sidekick.
He will always be Conan
Dude,
O'Brien's.
You're awesome.
Stay there.
You two are magic together. Make that happen. Looking forward to the new show.
Daphne Zuniga is 48 years old today. She's from Melrose Place, American Dreams, and
so
Spaceballs.
You're going to skip right on by Jamie Gertz, who's 45?
Yep. Huh?
Square Pegs?
Yeah.
Huh? Less than zero? Twister?
Okay.
Let's see. Lauren Holly is 47. She was on that failed Navy NCIS. She was in Dumber Dumber, and of course, she was Jazz in The Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
Oh, God, she was so hot in that.
Good God Almighty.
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is 54 years old today. You know, president of Iran. That schmuck. Wearing the members-only jackets.
Skipping right by Landon Curt Null, who's 50, the youngest person to hold the world record for finding the largest known prime number.
There it is.
Okay, fine.
Bill Gates is 55 years old today. You know, CEO of Microsoft, that little thing.
Never heard of him. Annie Potts is 58. She was in Ghostbusters. She's in, you know.
Designing Women.
Designing Women, of course, and you know, Pretty in Pink. Tons of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of stuff.
Bruce Jenner, 61 years old today, from the Decathlon from 1976. If you don't remember that.
Well, he was on a box of Wheaties.
Oh, yeah, of
Thelma Hopkins, 62. Rachel from Family Matters.
Dennis France is 66 years old today. Hill Street Blues, NYPD Blue. God.
Die Hard 2, Psycho 2.
Tattoos.
Yeah, pretty much. Joan Plowright's 81. Aunt Lucinda Spiderwick from the Spiderwick Chronicles.
What about Charlie Daniels, 74 years old?
That's how you do it, son.
There you go.
No longer with us, Jack Sue, born in 1917. Detective Sergeant Nick Yamana on Barney Miller. The man could not make a pot of coffee to save his life.
And Jonas Salk would have been born in 1914.
Sure.
Created a polio vaccine.
Oh, well,
my mother loves him for it.
Thank you.
Let's watch his story tonight on television.
Well, it's not on CBS. We have The Big Bang Theory with an episode called The Irish Pub Formulation.
Oh, they're copying us.
Yes, they are. Okay. Then you have Shit My Dad Says, CSI, and The Mentalist.
ABC's got It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Got a rock.
Aww. All the holes.
New Craig Doctor's on after that. Oh, see, there haven't been a lot of the Halloween specials so far this year. What the hell?
I don't know.
Where's my Fat Albert? Where's my The Worst Witch with Tim Curry? Okay, maybe not that one.
Okay. NBC has a great new classic.
Yeah?
You know. It's called Scared Shrekless. And then you got Community.
Oh, Shrek that.
I know. Then you got The Office, Outsourced, and then The Apprentice.
AMC American Movie Classic showing Return to House on Haunted Hill. Sure, why not? And Constantine. Why would you do this?
And then after that is Jason Goes to Hell, the final Friday.
Oh, sure. That was always fun.
Yeah. Destination Truth on Sci-Fi Channel. And then right after that, it's Fact or Faked, The Paranormal Files.
Family Channel is showing Haunted Mansion, followed by the Spiderwick Chronicles, in which you could say happy birthday to Joan Plowright.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday, Herb.
There you go.
Fox Television, you have Game 2 of the World Series facing the Rangers versus the Giants.
That Lifetime Television
for Women
has Project One Way finale part 2, so...
Part
we'll
2.
Yep, Electric Boogaloo.
Cartoon Network has Scooby-Doo, the Curse of the Lake Monster.
BBC America showing Clash of the Titans, and I don't have if it's the original or the new one. I'm going to go the original.
Probably.
So, go watch that Robot Al.
No. Biography, the inside story of Halloween.
Turner Classic Movies is showing Dead of Night and Alfred Hitchcock's Rebecca. Now, that's a good evening.
I haven't seen that one yet. FX, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and then The League.
FMC is showing Dario Argento's Suspiria, which is a fantastic time. No, that's someone else. But we're watching the Chiller Network because on prom night, high school misfits are the only ones who can save their classmates from zombies. Jared Kucinich and Grayson Chadwick star in Dance of the Dead.
You've got mail.
Well, we do, but I can't read it.
What?
We can't read it because it directly relates to my news. But Amber, you're absolutely right, and we were on the same wavelength. So you know what I'm talking about, and everyone else has to wait about a minute more.
You have to. Oh, it's a teaser.
And there it is, because I can't read. So, you know, drop a note, podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, at geekradiodaily.com. Maybe we can read your mail. Maybe we can't. We'll find out some other time. But right now, we'll be back. Right now, we'll be back.
Right now?
On Weekend Eve. On GRD.
Maybe later.
In 2005, the Crack Unit of Bloggers were banned by a web administrator for spam they didn't send. These men promptly created their own website in the cyberspace underground. Today, still wanting a place to discuss their fandom, they survive as bloggers of sci-fi. If you have a favorite show or movie, if no one else can understand you, and if you can type J-O-N-J-A on your keyboard, maybe you can find... Jonja.net. At Jonja.net, you can find discussions and reviews in sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and everything in between, as well as exclusive interviews with some of your favorite celebrities and filmmakers. Join our forums now and subscribe to the Jonja.net podcast. Everything is free, and everything is fun. We'll see you online at Jonja.net.
Hi, this is Marina Baccarin, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Geek Radio Daily, welcome back to it. Weekend Eve, those fun times. Not just getting ready for the weekends, but getting ready for the weekend with a good book.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
Hey, if you want your audio fiction and you'd like it free, well, by God, Podiobooks is going to make it happen for you. They do it all the time, nonstop, just for you. They've got great things coming out like...
Well, Michael Bannister brings the funny with his new serialized audiobook, The Presentation of Gibbous Moon. Michael is a teenager with a thirst for life, dying to learn as his grandfather is learning to die. His grandfather is dying a slow, painful death. Michael's best friend submits to anorexia. The father is an alcoholic. Aunt Joan suffers from Down syndrome, but doesn't really seem to have a problem, you know, impairing her sexual appetite.
Oh.
But Michael falls in love with a German exchange student. Is it going to end in tears? Remember, this is supposed to be funny.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, it's incredibly funny. I'm laughing.
I'm laughing. It's on the inside.
It's the Bundy rule. You always laugh at others' misfortune because it makes you feel better.
Schadenfreude.
We also have Rendezvous in Majorca by Ian Feldman. A beautiful woman attempting to conceal her past on the serene Mediterranean Isle of Majorca is clandestinely recruited into a secret organization controlled by Churchill and the British right to thwart the growing threat of communism in Europe. Thrown into a cauldron of danger created by the KGB and unknown assassins of MI6 and OSS at the beginning of the Cold War, she and a Nazi from the bygone area are the only links to a secret underground lab in eastern Germany, once used to create Hitler's superbomb. Even as Britain and the United States grow ever more weary of the Soviet specter, a trinity of silent collusion evolves, hiding the fact that the Rosenberg nuclear spy try was merely a misdirection, distracting the world away from the never-revealed secrets stolen from East Germany in 47. In the end, the life of the operative Trixie Haygood in On the Line is the Nazi who falls in love with her is forced to decide between Trixie or exposing the menace he himself wanted to destroy. the nation-killing power of the H-bomb. The story is a beginning episode in the Cold War and how those events allowed the Soviets to build and explode their own thermonuclear bomb within months of the first American effort. So bombs galore. Fun time. Fun times indeed. There's all kinds of fun times, including bombs galore and, you know, lighthearted grandma kind of Down syndrome sex having stuff available for you at patiobooks.com. Seriously, they got all kinds of stuff you'll know and love. Go check them out. Patiobooks.com. They rock.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, Amber,
yes.
Say it with me.
Yes.
New Zealand is Middle Earth. Because,
good.
Yeah, they've settled it. They've finally settled it.
It wouldn't work in Detroit.
Closed-door talks between New Zealand Prime Minister John Key and Warner Brothers executives says that, yes, The Hobbit will be made in New Zealand.
Good, good.
It's where it should be. Go read all about it. What does it matter? It's going to be filmed. It's going to be filmed right. Peter Jackson is directing The Hobbit in New Zealand.
Both movies.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, moving on. That's fantastic.
All right. Director Christopher...
Win one for geeks. Woo!
Yeah. Director Christopher Nolan has revealed the title of his highly anticipated sequel to The Dark Knight.
Batman 3D?
No.
Thank God.
Not at all.
Oh, not at all?
Not at all.
Ooh.
Ooh, The Dark Knight Rises.
What?
Yes, that is what it's called. The Dark Knight Rises,
ooh,
which
be
is
careful.
Batman 3.
The Dark Knight Rises. I don't want it to fall.
That'd be Nightfall. And that's a completely different storyline.
No. Okay, moving on.
All right. The Caped Crusader will not be facing off against Edward Nygma, otherwise known as the Riddler.
No.
Nor will he don the Bat Thermals to take on Dr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze. Even though he was a doctor. You think,
No.
Mr. Freeze, I promise you.
Yeah, he was. Dr. Freeze doesn't sound good.
No, guess not.
The ever-elusive Nolan, in his many authoritative ways, it says, well, we'll use many of the same characters as we have all along, and we'll be introducing new ones, i.e., I ain't telling you crap.
Okay.
Pretty much. He does say that the shooting for The Dark Knight Rises will not be shot in 3D. He has convinced Warner Brothers that the current plan of using high definition and IMAX cameras will be the prudent course to get this out in 2012.
Fantastic. So, hey, all you PlayStation fans, today you start earning your rewards. Because starting today, PlayStation's got this weird kind of a new loyalty program they're calling PlayStation Rewards. You'll not only be rewarded for purchases, but the amount of time you spend interacting with your PlayStation, so saith Susan Panikos, Senior Director of the PlayStation Network. A beta invitation-only version of the program is kicking off today, and early adopters of the stuff are going to get to have it. Now, quote, our previously loyalty program was a self-reported and a one-way conversation. They would tell us how many games they had, and we would believe them, and we would send them marketing surveys, la, la, la. So now what you're going to get, they'll have different tier levels. You'll be Select, Pro, or Legendary. You'll have from April. The year will start in April and end the next March, which is an odd way to do it, I guess, to give you the most time to buy the games near the end of the year.
Yeah, for a Christmas holiday.
And you'll get stuff like, you know, little avatar rewards. They're mostly going to be digital stuff they give you, but they're going to be giving you some free stuff. That's cool.
All right. All you fans of Battlestar Galactica, you got good news this week, and then you got bad news today.
Okay.
Yes. You remember the good news where we're going to get a story of Huckster, you know, William Adama.
Blowing up toasters.
Yes. Well, the younger Adama is not going to be on the screen anymore.
Why do people not like the young Indiana Jones Chronicles? God damn it.
No.
No.
Battlestar's prequel, Caprica, has been canceled. Immediately. The broadcast rotation has been pulled. Immediately. The final remaining five episodes of the first season will be shown in the early few months of 2011. They're not even telling you when it is. Basically, we appreciate the support. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we got new Caprica. We got new Caprica. We've got another show that's going to be coming on, 2011, 2012. So for those of you, you actually should be used to that by now. For Battlestar Galactica fans, you should be used to that. Having 10 episodes and then waiting a year.
Yeah, but we're not even going to get an ending this way.
No.
I like Caprica.
I did too.
A lot.
Yes. But no.
We're going to get an older Eric Stoltz in the...
they'll replace him with Michael J. Fox.
So, the Texas Supreme Court, in one instance at least, has flawless logic.
Uh-oh.
The Texas Supreme Court, when writing their opinion... in Robinson versus Crown, Cork, and Seal, said appropriately weighty principles guide our course. First, we recognize that police power draws from the credo that, quote, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few,
or
unquote.
The
second, when this maxim rings utilitarian in Dickinson, parentheses, not to mention Vulcan, it is cabined by something contrarian in Texan, distrust of intrusive government, and a belief that police power is justified only by urgency, not expediency. And since this is a court writing, they had to quote their source. So it does have a footnote, and the footnote says, see Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. The film references several works of classic literature, none more prominently than A Tale of Two Cities. Spock gave Admiral Kirk an antique copy, and they do give the complete quote at the end. So, yes.
Excellent.
In Texas, of all places, Spock is part of a legal precedent.
Absolutely. Well, anything else would be illogical.
Exactly. Geek Radio Daily, thank you so much for dropping by. Good stuff. Get out there and have a good weekend, Eve. Stay dry if you're near us. If you're near us.
If you're
GRD
near us.
Is licensed to Creative Commons Attributions, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Make sure you check out the Facebook page. That's always fun. And drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flint, because all of us at geekradiodaily.com.
Sardine, your dentist could turn into a queen. Has anybody seen my tambourine? I may start.